So in TV news, we call that a toolbox, but that's no ordinary toolbox. This is probably one of the most consequential toolboxes that we've seen in a long time when it comes to our country and, oh, just our position in the world. You see, on the left there, that's In with the New. That's Marco Rubio, America's new Secretary of State. And like me, he's a Cuban American, right? You could say we're two guys who grew up in the same neighborhood because we did. And yes, we have tons in common. And that's probably why I gotten so many phone calls from so many people asking me recently, "So Rick, what's the deal with Marco? What's he like?" I'll get to some of that. The differentiator, if you will, in all of this. But first, let's talk about out with the old, right? I want to show you something. This is really important. Sadly, it's also how Marco's predecessor has ended his tenure as the Secretary of State. Look, this thing I'm about to show you, this is not a good day, not a good look for Anthony Blinken. And unfortunately, this look, this scene, this clip that I'm about to share with you, this is what's being seen all over the world. It's being shown just about in every corner of the globe. Here, let's watch it together. Here it is. Finally, I
Get
just
your
wanted to
hands
share
off
this
me.
morning.
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. Answer a damn question.
I look
Do you know
forward to
about
answering questions
Hannibal
in a few
Directive?
minutes.
Do you know about Israel's nuclear weapons? Everybody from the ICJ, I was sitting here quietly, and now I'm being manhandled by two or three people. You pontificate about a free press? You pontificate about a free press? You are hurting me. You are hurting me. You are hurting me. I am asking questions after being told
Please,
by Matt Miller that he will not answer my questions until I'm asking.
please, sir,
Questions.
respect the re respect the process. We'll have an opportunity to take questions in a few minutes.
Wasn't the point of the May 31st statement to block the ICJ orders? You blocked the ICJ orders.
Please, sir, respect the process. Thank you.
Oh, respect the process. Respect this process. While everybody from Amnesty International. From Amnesty International to the ICJ saying that Israel is doing genocide and extermination, and you're telling me to respect the process. Criminal, why aren't you in the Hague?
Can you imagine an American journalist, a serious, hard-hitting, respected reporter, a guy I know and I've spoken to and have interviewed many times, being carried out of a news conference? An American reporter being carried out. Forced out by security thugs for asking, I guess, too tough of a question of a government official? Really? For asking a tough question? Well, what the hell does that say about the man he's questioning who goes around the world telling other countries that they have to respect democracy and that they have to respect free speech? Free speech. What does that say about, by the way, the other reporters in the room who didn't come to Saddam Husseini's defense? What does that say about us? You know, you probably heard this, but Donald Trump, he often ends his tweets with the very iconic word sad, right? He goes sad at the end of his tweets. Well, in this case, seems like a really appropriate word to use when you watch this video, doesn't it? I mean, look, not to harp on Anthony Blinken, but under his administration, we're not better off. When it comes to our position in the world, not better off when it comes to Iran and the Middle East. That's obvious. Certainly not better off when it comes to China and the South China Sea, and nowhere near better off when it comes to the Ukraine-Russia conflict. So now, with all that in place, or not, in steps Marco Rubio.
I am new to this department. Today is my first day on the job, literally. But I am not a stranger to it. I have interacted with many of you, both in my travels abroad and in our daily functions. My job now is different, and our job in some ways will be different. In our republic, the voters decide the course of our nation, both domestically and abroad, and they have elected Donald J. Trump as our president when it comes to foreign policy on a very clear mission. And that mission is to ensure that our foreign policy is centered on one thing, and that is the advancement of our national interest, which they have clearly defined through his campaign as anything that makes us stronger or safer or more prosperous. And that will be our mission.
So, what Marco is saying, and the reason I think I have some confidence in what he's saying with that statement you just heard that I played for you is he's saying, I get it. I get it. And I think it's true. I think he gets what Blinken did not get. And here's what I think that is, that he understands, that we need to, we must respect other people's, other countries' right to their opinion, to their sovereignty, to their right to have a perspective that might be different than ours. And you're not going to change those countries or those leaders or those people's minds and get them over to your side with threats or with more sanctions, by golly, or by bombing them. It just doesn't work that way anymore. You just look at the history of the past 20 or 30 years. You have to somehow engage. We just don't seem to be doing that anymore. And we can't just tell others it's our way or the highway. We've got to listen to other points of view. We've got to forge different coalitions, or at least consider them. I mean, different coalitions besides, what, France, the UK, Israel, and whatever the hell is left of NATO. Just, I mean, those aren't the big powers anymore. The world is changing. And if we continue to play that tribal game that we've always engaged in, then we're going to see countries like, what, China, India, South Africa, Brazil, Russia, Iran, the Saudis, and a bunch of others, they're going to continue to group up. And they could combine their strengths, or are already in such a way as to eventually represent, you know, a power shift. One that is perhaps morally, economically, militaristically, maybe more popular and more respected than ours if we don't engage with them, or at least understand who they are and what they represent. Look, India and China is a perfect example of this. They alone are, according to every credible study that you see out there, every financial study, already matching us or surpassing us economically. And if you look at their real GDP growth, the real GDP growth of India and China, respectively, well, in China's is, what, 4 to 5%? India's is like 6 to 7%? What are we? About 3%? Does Marco understand this? I think he does. I think he's smart enough to look at that and say, okay, what does that mean? How do we shift? I mean, I think he's going to read this room and he's probably going to be able to finally shift away from his purely hawkish ideology that he's always been known for because it's what he's espoused. Why do I say that as a guy who grew up in South Florida around Marco and grew up the same way? First of all, because I think he's astute. I think he's a smart enough guy to understand it, much more so than the Pompeos and the Boltons of the world, the guys we've had in the past, and even Blinken himself, who has often, Blinken to me anyway, has seemed more beholden to the president of Israel than to the president of the United States. Hasn't it seemed that way to you? Speaking of Biden, he didn't exactly help Blitzen's cause, right? How could he? I mean, the guy could barely put a cogent sentence together, no less a foreign policy initiative. Okay, now let's talk about Rubio. I think he is going to be guided by the Trumps and the Vances of the world to forge a new and less hawkish path. I do. One that he will now be able to embrace now, because he wasn't able to do it in the past. Because, see, he's no longer going to be beholden to Florida, South Florida, Miami, the Cuban exile community specifically. I know this, right? Because I'm a part of it. Marco and I, we both get this because we're both from here. We're both Cuban Americans. Fact is, in here, in where I am speaking to you from right now, to get elected, reelected, to remain in power in South Florida, you have to be almost ridiculously hawkish, staunchly anti-communist. Yeah, anti-communist. Like, while the rest of the world has moved on from that ideology, Miami has not. South Florida has not. Everything here is about Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez. And you're sitting there thinking, looking at me like, wait, Rick, those guys are dead. What are you talking about? Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. If you don't somehow give each of those guys a vitriolic mention in every one of your statements and every one of your speeches, you're going to be sent packing in South Florida or worse. I know it's irrational. It's almost silly, right? But it's the reality of South Florida. It's the reality of the South Florida that I grew up in and Marco grew up in. And while I have always gotten a chance to push back on some of this, because I am, after all, a journalist, and my audience goes beyond South Florida, unlike his, for the last 20 years or 30 years, Marco has not been able to really push back on that. Not if he wanted to keep his job. He is of and from this place that we both call home. And until now, you know, that hadn't changed. But now it probably will. Because now he doesn't belong just to South Florida or to Miami. He belongs to the world. And this is a world that is changing. What with BRICS, new alliances, the global South community, new economic and military powers. And in this world that he is now going to have to somehow lead, but first figure out, you don't succeed, you don't win respect, and you don't stay in power by simply yelling, comunista, right? And you know what? I think Marco gets that. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Journalistically Speaking. Thanks so much for watching. I'm doing these one or twice a week now. Keeping myself busy, and I hope you liked it. And if you don't, tell me I'm full of shit. That's fine. And by the way, if you get a chance, because this is new, I need you to subscribe. So go down and hit the subscribe button if you could. See you next time.